Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media to discuss the Ravens' defensive woes in week one, and a look ahead to Sunday's home opener against Cleveland.
This group, how do you kind of bounce back from a performance that I'm sure none of you guys were thrilled about?
I would just say, you know, take it one week at a time. I think, sadly, we have been in a similar position before last year. And so, you know, you get in the meetings to figure out, you know, kind of what went wrong down there in the stretch. And it kind of was it was a tale of really, you know, the fourth quarter. You want to be at your strongest. We were just kind of weren't really on our P's and Q's. So on the defensive side. So, you know, you kind of flushed last week. And you try to get 1-0 for this week.
Marlon, you talked about being in those situations before. Do you think it's those types of things linger around maybe in your mind when you are in those positions in the game, when you're late in the game? Do you think about, I guess, how games like Sunday night went?
I can't say during the game I really thought about it. I will say when we were up 15, you know, I like to sit next to Roquan on the bench because I know he's going to be pretty locked in throughout the entire game, and I want to be kind of at that same mental level. And I just remember being up 15, and I'm like, I looked over Ro, I was like, you know, let's go win the game. And I think as a collective, I think, you know, when you watch the tape, we all want to do that, but I think it goes kind of to what Harb's addressing in the team meeting. He said, you know, we're just not mature enough as a team yet. I think it's very clear we got great players on both sides of the ball, but defensively, we have to work on our maturity to, doesn't matter what our offense is doing, doesn't matter what Lamar, like, we have to go out there and win the game. And right now we're, you know, our maturity level right now is, sadly, when we get in those situations, it's just not good enough.
Marlon, what do you mean by Joe Flacco coming back, the idea that you obviously were teammate with him, and memories of him when you were a teammate, and what you see now, the guy, he's still able to do what he's doing at 40.
Yeah, Joe, I enjoyed, you know, my years with Joe. I remember one of the first meals I ever had, Joe joined me at the lunch table, and it surprised me because I just thought that, you know, a quarterback, a Super Bowl MVP would not just join a rookie at the lunch table. So I thought that was cool. I guess I was young coming in, like, quarterbacks are probably, you know, this arrogant guy. So That's what my first memory of Joe, and then obviously watching him on tape, he's kind of the still same Joe, looks at all his reads. It's kind of, to me, it's almost a lost art of quarterbacks, you know, three-step drop, five-step drop, go through all their progressions the way kind of Joe does. So obviously it's a familiar face, and coming back to Baltimore is a weird thing, being in that Browns jersey, but we're excited to kind of go against them and hopefully we come out on top.
Marlon Benoit said that the whole defense got together for dinner after the game. Why did that feel necessary?
Well, that was honestly, that was kind of already – that was already set, but that dinner was already set. So, but I think, you know, the defense is – I don't think it's a question, you know, I'm not going to say the problem, but the current problem – on the team is, and that's the defense. So I think we're together. I think we flushed last week, and it's good things ahead.
Marlon, you mentioned the maturity piece for the defense. How do you gain that? Because I mean, you guys, you know, a lot of veteran guys have been around here several years. How do you make that happen?
You know, that's definitely something we're still working on. You know, I think, you know, when you go through it, you really have to think. You know, I think everyone wants to make a play. I think that's the biggest thing. Everyone, I want to make a play. I want to make a play. I want to bank a play. You have to look at it at, and I just go off how I look at it. I'm more of a negative than a positive guy. I'm thinking, I don't want to lose this game, so I'm going to do my job. So it's not my fault. And I think that's the biggest thing. You do your job, and if a play comes to you, it comes to you. You don't go out, I'm trying to make a play and then do my job. And I think that's the biggest thing. We all got to – it's so crazy how – I get beat, but the pass rush helped me out, so it's a bad throw by Josh. And then when it doesn't work like that, the pass rush doesn't help, the coverage doesn't help. The coverage doesn't help, the pass rush doesn't help. It's just so key to how it all works together, and I think that's the biggest thing is do your job, and if a play comes to you to make, make it. And I think working on that maturity, it comes in practice. You know, we do a lot of scenario. it's crazy how we did the exact scenarios that we lost on multiple times all throughout camp. We were in the perfect calls for a lot of the things that happened. We did not execute the calls properly. And that's kind of – that's why the loss hurt so bad. It was because we knew exactly what they were going to do in a couple different situations, and all 11 guys couldn't get together. And so that maturity, we're still working on it, and we're looking to build on that maturity Sunday.
Marlon, obviously it took you guys about half the season last year to kind of correct some of those issues in the secondary. What's going to shorten the learning curve?
You know, I think what Zio said, honestly, I loved Harbs and Zio, similar messages but different in a way. Zio made it very clear, we're not going to be repeat offenders. It's not going to be a situation where somebody's been doing something wrong and nothing gets said, or we think this, that, and the third. If you're doing things right, you're going to play, and if you're not doing things right, you're not going to play. I'm hoping I'm one of the guys that's going to do things right. And I hope whoever else is with that, but we're not going to get into a situation similar to last year where we kind of mask over this and try to do this and protect this guy, protect that guy. The guys that do it right are going to play, the guys that aren't. And it's really just that simple. I think we're just too talented of a team to continue to have those collapses kind of that we have. And I'm not saying this last game, I felt it was more of a true group defensively effort, but the guys that are doing it right are going to play. And that was kind of the message. And I think everybody can respect that going forward.
Thanks, Marlon.
Thank you.